ready to give your fur baby the absolute best life possible and live your very best life too? Break free from the chains of the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can limit you and your pets to feeling stuck and struggling, and instead finally experience what you are both meant to, a life unleashed. When's the last time you thought about Fido's fit, his outfit? What our pups are wearing is not just a fashion statement, but it can also really impact not only their behavior and how well they perform at whatever it is that you've got them doing, whether that's walking down the street like a polite member of society and not a maniac, or doing a sporting event or doing a confirmation competition, you know, how their gear is fitting and feeling will also impact not only their performance and their behavior, but also their bodies, their comfort, and their safety. So we want to make sure that what they're wearing is being worn well and correctly. So first thing you need to do when you're getting your gear checked for your pets, especially now that it's back to school time, you might be getting your pets into new activities, or maybe they're doing the same old activities but with new people. Maybe you hired a dog walker. Maybe you are now the dog walker because the kids are at school. Whatever's going on, you want to make sure that your pup's gear is right for them and fitting well. The first step in that is to get them checked out by a animal chiropractor, not a regular chiropractor working out of the back of their office after hours at night by the dark light of their car door. No, somebody who's actually trained and specialized in chiropractic care for our four-legged friends to make sure that their bodies are already at their absolute best ability to function. Because if you put them in gear when their bodies are not right, it's like putting on the craziest high heels you've got when your feet are already hurting from the night before. Doesn't matter how well their gear is suited to them, if their bodies are not at their very best and they're uncomfortable in their own body, you put gear on them and it's going to make it worse. So we want to make sure their body is right, or as right as it possibly can be. And then while you're at that appointment, have your pet's chiropractor check the gear that you want them to be in. So have them check the fit of the collar, the style of the collar. What kind of harness, what kind of leash are you using with them? Are you training them to walk in shoes? Maybe you're going to go take them hiking now that the weather's finally cooling down, and you want to make sure that their feet are protected from sharp rocks or whatever might have washed up in the creek bed or the hot sand that you're walking across. You want to protect their feet and get them in shoes and make sure that those are fitting well. Maybe you're putting your pet in a gentle leader or some other kind of corrective gear to help train them not to be crazy maniacs. This is a great time while you're already at your pet specialist chiropractic visit to get that gear checked. Because I could throw a whole bunch of tips at you today of how to make sure that you've got the right gear, which I'm doing some broad strokes, but you need somebody who's really going to know the details of your particular pet, because gear is so dependent on your pet's personal anatomy, how they are built. So a lot of that can come from their particular breed, but maybe you got a mutt. Maybe you got what my dad calls a sooner dog. It'd sooner go jump the fence than you would figure out what it actually is. You know, the beloved mixed mutts that we don't know what breed they are, but your pet's chiropractor is going to be able to take a look at them and look at how their bodies are put together and give you the best guidance for what your pet needs. Some pets do really well in your regular standard collar that, you know, you see so often, just the regular old collar. Those pets are going to be ones with sturdy, healthy, thicker necks, Not the long, dainty neck. The nice, sturdy, thicker neck. It's got some good muscles around it. And better for the dogs with more polite behavior who do not pull very much. The dogs with not so many breathing problems will do fine in a standard collar. Gear is going to be really specific, not just to anatomy and how your pet is built, but also their behavior and the activity that you've got them doing with that gear. Some pets, we said the long dainty necks, not so great with a standard collar. Some of them do better in a broader, taller collar like a martingale. You usually see these on greyhounds and whippets. So that nice long neck and that real narrow head, they usually do much better in a martingale, but it still needs to fit well. A collar should be loose enough that you can put one or two fingers in between your pup's neck and the collar. It shouldn't be tight, but it also shouldn't be so loose that it's falling off. You know, most folks think also, okay, my pet's a puller, or my pet has some breathing problems, or it's got some neck challenges. I don't want to put them in a regular collar and put that strain on there. So I want to put them in a harness, and that's great. But harnesses, when they don't fit correctly, can actually cause a host of shoulder challenges and mid-back injuries when they're not fitted correctly. And most harnesses, that leash clips onto the back. If you have a puller on your hands, one of the crazy pups that is going to take off after every leaf and every critter that crosses the street, and you've got a harness that clips on the back, you have just turned them into a sled dog. They have all of that surface area of the harness across their chest and across their shoulders to pull against. And they can pull even harder than they did before. So a pet like that with that kind of behavior can sometimes do better in a harness that clips on the front of the chest, because when they go to pull, it's going to spin them around back towards you. You want them to stay with you. So gear, what type of gear your pet needs and how it needs to fit is really going to be dependent on how they are built, how they behave, and what activities you've got them going into. So start off with an appointment with their animal specially trained chiropractor. And while you're at that animal chiropractic appointment, have your doc check your pet in their gear and make sure it is right for them, because that will help them minimize the risk of injuries that don't need to happen if their gear is best suited for them. So as you check out your Fido's fit, your fur baby's fit, I've been looking at too many Instagrammers lately and now fit is in my head instead of outfit. But as you're checking out their outfit, we need to make sure it is fitting well. Go set that appointment. If you're curious if I'm the right fit, not outfit, I'm not the right outfit, but if you're curious if I am the right fit to be assisting your pet, or if you need some guidance on how to find the right fit for your pet, of chiropractor, not outfit. Now I'm all confusing myself. We got to wrap this up. If you're curious if I'm the right fit or if I can assist you in finding the right chiropractor for your pet, reach out to me. Shoot me a text message, 636-751-3150. Now go pick a fancy, spiffy outfit for your fur baby. So what do you most need to know right now to help you or your pets live a life unleashed? Send your questions and suggestions for topics you'd love to learn about to dr.vicky@completewellnesscc.com or follow the link in the show notes. It's time to break free from what's holding you and your pets back and live a life unleashed.